If you're looking for Pokemon-style Etsy items, Pokemon Pop figures, and so much more, check out the PokeDepartmentStore.com. That's PokeDepStore.com for all your Pokemon needs.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
What is up, everyone? It's me, the Pokemon Cave. We're back at it again for yet another episode, joined by my co-host, Bambi Bunny, who for once, I don't actually have to look at her face, because...
It's a gift. It's a gift in my life.
Apparently, she's dying, and she doesn't want to show weakness on camera, so...
I don't know what it is. I have not been feeling well. And camera ready, Bambi. She died. I need to find like a necromancer.
I thought you Californians didn't die. You just reincarnated into another latte loving weirdo.
You know what? I don't even like lattes, so take
that. Oh, I guess you're not truly a Californian girl. Maybe a Midwest? Maybe.
Maybe. It seems slightly more accurate.
Yeah. So today we got a ton of info regarding Pokemon Presents and, of course, Pokemon Worlds that literally just ended, for me, it'd be roughly 13 hours ago. So I had full intentions on watching Worlds until I realized that it started at roughly 8 o'clock at night and ended roughly around 7 a.m. the next day. I have insomnia, but not that bad. I'm not staying up all night to watch Pokemon Worlds. So we'll do some bullet points on the top 8 Masters TCG, top 4, and then, of course, the finals. I'm more of a TCG guy, although I did watch a little bit of the VGC, mostly because my kids love the VGC. And that was some interesting matches. In fact, actually, there's a competition, and I can't find the freaking info for it anymore. But before Pokemon Worlds, you could kind of pick who you think was going to, or not who you think was going to win, but what cards would be used or what Pokemon would be used in the VGC. I don't know if they did one for Unite and Go, but I definitely know that they did one for TCG and VGC. I did my picks, and I know a lot of the Pokemon that I picked got very far in both the VGC and TCG, but I can't find the freaking information to know how well I did in the standings. Like, I mean, they haven't sent me an email, so I'm guessing I didn't do that great, apparently. But I really want, I think it was, God, that big rounded seal Pokemon, Sfeel, I think.
Oh, yeah.
The grand prize was a life-size giant plushie of that.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I'm like, well, I want that. And my wife's like, well, where are we going to put that? I'm like, I can find a place.
Doesn't matter. We'll figure it out later.
Yeah. I mean, the guys at the Cape Collectibles have a giant Gengar. I'm afraid to ask how much it is. I know they'll give me a huge discount on it, but I'm afraid to ask. But if I buy that, it's going in my bed.
Sorry, wife, you're out, Gengar.
Yeah. I am getting rid of the wife.
I don't know what that says about you, though. You know, trading your wife out for a plushy Pokemon.
Well, Gengar doesn't talk back to me. Gengar doesn't ask me to fold the laundry. Gengar doesn't complain that they're hungry and wants me to make dinner.
This is also true.
Yeah.
However, yeah. Funnier details I think you're missing here.
Well, yeah, you know. We could figure that one out later.
Cross that bridge when you get to it.
Yeah. But for Pokemon Presents, the very first thing that actually I did as well was the Get Your Mew promo code for Scarlet and Violet. You get a Mew, random Terra that you get. I believe mine was Water, I think is the one that I got. Which is not bad. I mean, that's kind of cool. As well as soon you get to battle Mewtwo in the Terror Raids. Which, why?
We can just, why?
Why? We can already get Mewtwo. You just, I mean, I got Mewtwo through Pokemon Home, as well as I got one through a surprise trade. I don't need a battle 7-star Mewtwo. I already have a level 100 Mewtwo and a shiny Mewtwo from trading.
I feel like it's to give other people an opportunity to grab it.
Yeah, I get that. I mean, it just, they should have done it prior to Pokemon Home.
Yeah.
Because, what the hell's the point? You can just get Mewtwo. Now, if they did something like the different Regis, you know, something that you can't get through Pokemon Home as of right now, mm-hmm. that would be freaking cool. You know, at least make it a Pokemon that you can't already obtain. But, Pokemon apparently knows what they're doing. Next, we moved into, of course, more stuff about hidden treasure, including some really, really stupid names for Pokemon. Diplin, for one, the evolved form of Applin, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, basically a candy apple. Yeah, that's
next evolution, like an apple pie or something with like legs.
Don't they already have that with Appleton or something?
Something like that. It's a whole evolution that just makes me hungry.
Yeah, basically. Then you've got Okie Doggy.
Oh my god.
Yeah, when I heard them say it, I swear to god, I thought they said Okie Doki. And I paused it for a second, I turned to my daughter and said, did they seriously just call a Pokemon Okie Doki? Because, Jesus, you gotta pick a better name for that. But then there's
Kita Kami. Kita Kami, whatever you want to say.
Yeah. But then there's also Monkey Dory, Fezzen Pity. I don't know how to pronounce that. As well as a couple new trainers, like the new Elite Four. That's kind of what we're classifying it as. Four Pokemon trainers, and I believe we face a champion after that. So essentially a whole new version of Elite Four. Including a evolved form for... Arudodon or something? Or it basically evolves into a bridge when it attacks. I gotta give them credit. They have over 1,000 Pokemon. Eventually, you start running out of ideas.
I guess. But at that point, I would take a break, you know?
That's kind of what happens when you come out with a new Pokemon game, like, twice a year.
Yeah.
And millions of freaking different TCG sets. Then we got new information on Detective Pikachu 2. They showed another trailer as well as from supporting characters. That seems kind of cool. I've never played Detective Pikachu number 1. But actually it seems like I would want to play it now. Although I'm kind of disappointed. With the mass success of Detective Pikachu the movie with Ryan Reynolds, why the hell couldn't they have gotten Ryan Reynolds to be the voice actor for Detective Pikachu in the game? Now, I mean, I get it. There's also a Hollywood strike going on right now. But apparently, according to Sarah Nastacheny, voice acting is not affected by the strike. You can still do voice acting. So, I mean, Pokemon Company and Game Freak are ridiculously rich. You could afford Ryan Reynolds. Just
for some audio grabs, yeah.
Yeah, like we could have had freaking Ryan Reynolds as Detective Pikachu in the game. Just saying, you kind of missed your mark there. Then we got a new Pokemon Horizons trailer. Doesn't really premiere too much. It's just a different version of it. Now this is kind of interesting. We have YouTube series coming because, you know, Pokemon hasn't capitalized already on the cable network, they're gonna take over YouTube as well. They've got Paldea Winds, which premieres on September 6th, as well as Path to the Peak, which is another series that premiered on August the 11th. It has already come out. The first episode, I don't know if there's only one episode out right now, but the first episode was pretty interesting. We definitely watched it. It was about 10 or 11 minutes long. Ridiculously funny in the sense of how this new girl won the entire competition in her Pokemon club. She basically beat everybody in the classroom with an Oddish deck.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, not even using like Bioplume or anything, just Oddish. So, which goes to show how shitty is your deck if Oddish is wiping out your deck.
Mm-hmm.
Like, dear God, I know it's like, it's not like the super overpowered Pokemon. It's very Kanto kind of base set vibes. Even the artwork, it's all base set. But for the love of God, you couldn't have picked a better opponent than Oddish. Look. Oh.
I mean, it makes for an interesting story at the very least.
Even you can win with the weed.
That's right.
And then, of course, Pokemon Worlds premiered the new special promo card, Paradise Resort. That looks like a really, really cool card.
Yeah.
I think, do you only get that if you get a trophy? Or is that everybody who competes?
I want to say it's everyone who competes. There are the trophy-specific cards.
Right.
But I think it's everyone that does compete. And it's like the ones with the multi-languages on them, right?
Oh,
like right. Some of them get printed in two different languages. On the card.
I need one of those. Well, I gotta find myself one of those that isn't ridiculously priced.
Good luck. I wish you the best.
Yeah, right. I mean, I got a competitor pin for the 2022 Worlds for $40 Canadian.
Well, that's not too bad.
Still sealed. So. Yeah, not bad. As well as, I fell for Pokemon's gimmick of spend some money on our website and get some quote-unquote free stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I took advantage of that and bought the kids lunch bags for school because they start school back again in September. And
September? Our kids go back to school this like coming week.
Oh, you're lucky. Well, but you also end earlier, don't you?
We usually end in June.
Okay, yeah, so do we, but we end at, like, the end of June.
Yeah, ours is towards the beginning.
Okay. So, I mean...
City's out.
Yeah. Yeah, they go back, actually, exactly what day? I believe it's Tuesday the 5th is that they go back, because Monday the 4th is Labor Day for us, which is another bank holiday BS, so... They go back after that. But yeah, so I bought them lunch bags and everything. And if you spend a certain amount of money, you get the Pokemon Worlds postcards for free. So I got a pack of those. That'd be kind of
cool. Hey, there you go.
Yeah. I got something from Worlds. And then something really, really cool they announced for Pokemon. The Pokemon TCG, like the Game Boy game, and Stadium 2 is coming to the Switch Online. Which...
What?
Yeah, we can play Stadium 2 again on the damn Switch.
So I'm giving you a fair warning then. Probably not going to be able to record all next week. I will be dead under my Switch.
I might be the same way. I played, was it the first one or the second one? One of the two.
When the new Call of Duty comes out, and I'm like, okay, guys, I'm taking like 2 weeks. I will crawl out of my cave when I need food.
Yeah, I mean, I had recently, in like the last 8 years, a Nintendo 64. And I used to play religiously the Pokemon Stadium game against my wife. And just annihilator. It's like... It's the greatest thing ever. Like, the graphics suck, but the game is awesome.
That was such a loving statement. She's just annihilator.
Yeah. Right. I mean, we did do a... So, she took a page out of my own book. She was a little cheaty when we played a VGC match, or a VG match. She told me, because I said, you know, let's battle. She goes, well, I only have Pokemon, like, level 30 and under, because I just started Scarlet or whatever. And I said, okay. I said, well, to make it fair, I'll pick Pokemon around the same level. That way I'm not setting out level 100s and just completely destroying you. I'll play fair. So she sends up her party. I send up mine. And she's got a level freaking 80. I'm like, the fuck is that? And she goes, well, I don't think you can listen to me. I got it from a surprise trade, and I don't have enough badges for it to listen to me. So she's like, I highly doubt it'll listen to me. And I turn around, I'm like, no. It will listen to you, because it's separate from the game. This part of the game doesn't care how many badges you have. It will listen to you. And she's like, oh, really? I'm like, well, yeah. I'm like, but all my Pokemon are like 30, 28, 35 in that ballpark, because I figured you had nothing over 30.
Right.
I was trying to play fair. I'm like, you're going to freaking beat me. And of course she did. Like, I took out all of her Pokemon except for the level 80, and then the level 80 just swept me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, nah, screw this shit. So I turned around, I'm like, what do you have in your bank? And she goes, well, I've got a couple hundreds, a couple 80s, but I can't. I thought I couldn't use those. I said, no, you can use those. I said, fill your damn party with 80s, 100s, whatever the hell you want. I'm stacking my team. I'm going to kick your ass. So, of course, like, I brought up my shiny Gengar, my Mew, level 100 Annihilate, everything. I just went full force and just annihilated her. Like, to the point where, like, I was one-shotting every freaking Pokemon at one point. And she turns in and she goes, this is why I don't like playing with you. I'm like, why? Because I caught on to your cheating and now I'm getting back at you? like, sorry, payback is a bitch. You know? Sure. And she's the same way in the TCG. Like, she hates playing with me in the TCG because I have a very, very strong deck. To the point where I'm in the process of making sure I have all my I's dotted and T's crossed, that I will be registering as soon as I humanly can for the regionals in Toronto up in October. So I don't know how far I'm going to get in regionals. I'm scared shitless to go to it, but I think it's going to be real fun. Possibly.
Possibly. Maybe.
Maybe. I might end on day one just crying in the corner. I don't know.
Highly plausible.
Probably. I'm going to get spanked real hard. And then, of course, there's Pokemon Go events revealed. My friend Pikachu is a diehard Pokemon Go event doer. To the point where she will... like basically harass people for them to give her invites to Pokemon Go events just so then she can participate if she can't get in on herself. Then there's Pokemon Sleep Good Sleep Day event. That was
announced. Yeah.
Now I caved and downloaded Pokemon Sleep. That was a big fucking mistake.
Took the L on that one, huh?
So, Pokemon Sleep thinks I'm a goddamn vampire. It thinks that I don't sleep, and that if I am sleeping, I'm not actually asleep. Apparently, the one night it recorded 51 minutes of unrecordable data, thinking I was awake. I'm like, well, I doubt it, but okay. It also thinks that me getting 5 to 6 hours of sleep per night is unusual. I'd hate to see what the hell it thinks when I go on night shift, where I'm awake all night and I sleep during the day, it's really going to think I'm a freaking vampire or something that's completely dead inside. I mean, basically, like, Pokemon Sleep is not meant for anyone who doesn't get, like, a straight 8 hours sleep. If you are anything like me, don't install Pokemon Sleep, because you're...
You would have a heyday with me, actually.
Probably. Oh, really?
Like 2 hours here, and then another 20 hours, and then 4 hours of sleep here, and then another 20 hours awake.
And then, oddly enough, you're only allowed to record 2 recordings per day.
Really?
Yeah. So I'm like, that doesn't make sense, because I will periodically take a nap during the day if I'm on nights. So, and then, like, what the hell is it going to do when I'm on my night shift rotation where I'm off? Like, for instance, I'm going to wake up at 2 o'clock in the afternoon on this coming Tuesday, and I will be awake from 2 o'clock in the afternoon Tuesday till about midnight Wednesday night.
I don't
and
miss
then I'll go to bed. So it's going to sit there and go, why were you awake for over 30 something hours? Like, because I don't want to go to sleep, because if I do, you're just going to make fun of me when I go to sleep and only get like 4 hours sleep because I screwed up my sleep pattern.
Pokemon judging us all for our lack there at sleep schedule.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. Like, I'm sorry we can't all be proper like you guys.
I do love how Pokemon Go is really trying to encourage, like, healthy habits. Like, pretty soon it'll, like, have a thing where you could record your meals 3 times a day, right?
Oh, yeah. And get, like,
little points. Because, I mean, first it gets everyone outside walking until people figure out if you drive under 5 miles per hour, you're fine. Yep. And then now it's trying to get people sleeping.
Oh, what's even better is that it records audio during the night.
Oh no, yeah. I really can't get it now.
Yeah. to the point.
Oh god.
Thankfully, I don't turn on the app before any of that happens.
That's terrible.
But.
Who thought that was a good idea?
Oh, well, you know, Pokemon's trying to get into our habits, I suppose.
Oh my god. I'm not responsible enough to remember to turn that thing off.
Yeah. So, I suffer from sleep apnea. I technically do have a machine for it, like a CPAP machine. Mm-hmm. I don't use it because more times than not, if I have a cold, like a head cold, then mm-hmm. I'm screwed if I put it on, which is weird because it's supposed to put air into you. But if you have a clogged nose, you can't breathe through your nose, which is where the air goes. So you're essentially suffocating yourself if you have a head cold. So I just don't wear it in general because I thought, well, screw it. One of the downsides to sleep apnea is that, you know, periodically you'll just randomly decide, you know what, now's a good time to stop breathing.
Yep.
And then, you know, eventually you start breathing again, you hope. Well, apparently Pokemon Sleep recorded one of those incidents and there was like a good minute and a half before I restarted breathing again. And I thought, ooh, that got a little close. I was like, oh shit. Just like you, in the audio, you can hear me breathe once and then nothing. It's dead quiet. And it's like literally a minute and a half later, I coughed and started breathing again. And so I let my wife listen to it and she's like, what the fuck is wrong with you? I'm like, that's not me. That's Pokemon. Pokemon recorded that shit. Like, they almost recorded a death. Like,
well, and then it's like, I'm sure, you know, this will get used down the road in some court case at some point where it's like, well, I need your Pokemon Go recordings. Yeah. Like,
where were you between the hours of 10 p.m. and 5 a.m. while I was home? Oh, really? Well, let's listen to your Pokemon Sleep. Moving on to...
I don't know how I feel about that.
That's yeah, old. I mean, Pokemon's getting a little sketchy with things. Next is Something kind of cool. Apparently, my daughter plays Pokemon Unite. I never have tried it. I thought about doing it, but never really got into it. There is a Pokemon parade on Unite where you also protect Tinkaton from mass waves of enemies. Kind of like a version of Protect the Flag. As well as, again, Mewtwo joins it. I mean, there are goddamn emphasis on Mewtwo. Jeez.
He's just getting his whole storyline revamped again.
Yup. And then we have Nimona and Palmot joining Pokemon Masters EX. And it's the first time we hear her character actually speak. Now, are they going to use that same voice actress for the anime? It's hard to tell right now, but it would be really, really weird to have her speak.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
In Pokemon Masters EX, and then have a totally different voice actress for the Pokemon Horizons. You would think they would just double up on that and pay one actress, but we'll see. And
maybe,
finally,
maybe they can afford to pay the other one a little less somehow.
Oh, well, yeah, maybe. Like the Masters EX one?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's possible. I can't imagine there's too much dialogue in Masters EX. Not as much as, obviously, an anime, but... and then we have Pokemon Cafe Remix. This is very interesting. What they made an emphasis on this, too, which is scary. So what appears to be, but really isn't, Tatsuguri will be available to serve... As a dish in Pokemon Cafe Remix. They wanted to make an emphasis of, listen, you're eating something that looks like a Pokemon, but trust me, it's not the Pokemon. It's something that just looks like him.
Did someone have a freak out?
Could have been, yeah. I mean, let's be honest, he's sushi. Pretty colorful sushi. I'd be down to eat a Tatsuguri. I don't know. I'm good for that. As well as Summer Fun Jigglypuff and Tropical Vaporeon will arrive, plus the three Paldea starters, which very interesting names that they have. That Summer Fun Jigglypuff and Tropical Vaporeon.
I'm just saying, Summer Fun Jigglypuff does not sound fun to me as someone.
No.
It sounds like you're stuck in someone's like Malibu and leather interior in the hot summer, and then you're trying to do the bounce scoot to get out because you keep sticking to the seat. Not the analogy you thought I was going with, huh?
Oh, no.
You're welcome. Got to keep everyone on their toes.
And then just think, if you pass out from too many of those Malibu rums, someone will draw on your face eventually. And finally, moving on to Pokemon Worlds that I had mentioned earlier, there was no way in hell I was staying up all night to watch this. Now, mind you, if I was at work, obviously it'd be a lot easier to watch it because I'm up anyway at work. Might as well multitask and do a little bit of work and mostly watch Pokemon.
And mostly watch Pokemon.
Yeah. Work-life balance. It really works out on midnights. So I sat here. Actually, I had a nice little conversation with you earlier yesterday when we were recording this. It was the Saturday in the middle of Pokemon Worlds, where I basically said, I pray to God that Pokemon releases the clips of the battles prior to us recording the podcast on Sunday night after Worlds, because I can't sit here and watch 12 hours of recordings, nor do I want to be up all night to watch 12 hours of live. And thankfully, they did. However, it was very one-sided. You could tell who they wanted to win.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, they were really hoping for Tord to win, because that's who you only saw. You never saw any of the other matches unless you watched it live. Now, I'm assuming eventually they will release the other clips, but it probably won't be for quite some time. Now, of course, with the top eight, we had Tord, who has a Gardevoir and Zacian deck, versus Victor, who had the exact same deck. This was really cool. I haven't seen too many matchups where it's the exact same deck going against each other. It's basically who the hell can get the better hand quicker. And yeah, that's the greatest thing about the Pokemon TCG. You're not weak against them. They're not strong against you. It's whoever can get the most powerful Pokemon and the biggest setup quick. Now, of course, Tord took game one with the Gardevoir, with six energies, almost decking out Victor first. He only had one card left and two in his hand. That came real damn close. However,
thanks for comfort.
Yeah. It's not the first time that a deck out almost occurred, to the point where even the commentators were like, no, it's all over. He's decked. He's done. He's out. And then all of a sudden they find a card in their hand to shuffle their hand back into their deck and draw five cards or whatever. And essentially their hand has damn near 20 cards in it. So that their whole hand becomes their new deck. And then they just recomplete their deck, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Victor took game two with a 7-energy Gardevoir and only taking 3 prizes. Basically, you know, toward realizing, no, I'm screwed, I'll concede. So they were tied going into game three, which game three went to full time. Now, of course, Victor was on turn zero, with Tord leading 2 prizes to 4. He only had 2 left to take. With Victor's last turn, he sent out a Gardevoir with 8 energies attached, attaching a 9th and KOing Tord's benched Gardevoir, leaving him still behind 1 prize card to 2 at that point. And making Tord advance to the top 4, because, of course, Tord had only 1 prize card left. That was very interesting, where, you know, the time runs out and you basically have to go down to a turn 0. Now, that match stopped at turn 0. Later on, though, it just kept freaking going. Holy shit. Top 4 was Tord versus Michael. Now, I forget what deck Michael had, but it didn't really matter because game 1 ended with a single KO from Tord, as Michael couldn't even find the cards he needed in time, and he basically conceded. Game 2 ended with Tord clearing the prizes in what seemed like a very slow and a sad game on Michael's part. Essentially, the entire game, like, Michael kind of held off, preventing heavy, heavy damage, but then just kind of slowly started to die off, but refused to concede, which I think in the whole 75-minute match, I think it only lasted 30 minutes, give or take. But, I mean, at what point do you say, okay, you know what, I have a chance, but this is not going the way I want it to go. My opponent is clearing his prize cards. At what point do you throw in a towel and say, listen, good luck in the top 2? Because you're screwed. Same time, though, like, how the hell did he get to a top 4 position? Unless he got extremely lucky with his hands. Like, that's the only way I could see it. He couldn't set up at all in 2 games. Now, the finals. We had Vance with a Mew VMAX and a Gensec V versus Tord. Game 1, Vance finished with a boss's orders to bring up Tord's Zacian, and then KO'd after 35 minutes with a Mew VMAX clearing all his prize cards. Game 2, with roughly 7 minutes and 40 seconds remaining, Tor does a 3-prize KO on a Mew VMAX and takes his final 2 prize cards in that procession. That got pretty damn close to even having a timeout after just 2 games. Now, of course, with only 7 minutes and 40 seconds remaining, good freaking luck doing a 3rd game. It's not impossible, though.
No.
In a regionals, we saw a Canadian, Cyrus. Now, I'm just going to say they, because I'm pretty sure it's a female, but it might be a transitioning female, or I have no idea. So I'm just, to play it safe, I'm just going to say they, because I don't want any hate. So they basically, the game started, they essentially threw down their entire freaking hand onto their bench, threw down their active Pokemon, threw down a couple of supporter cards, massive amounts of energy stuck onto the active Pokemon, and then they just reached across the table and said, it's done, I win. In a matter of 30 seconds, give or take, the entire match was over. Like, holy shit.
It was a quick last turns for, at least, it probably really wasn't, but when I was watching it, it looked quick.
So, yeah, so game 3, the last turn, if you blink, you missed
crazy.
It. Basically, at final time, Tord with a Radiant Greninja, Vance with a Genesect V, no prizes taken. Tord brings up the Zacian and loads with 5 energies, KOs Genesect. Vance's Mew V comes up, evolved to a VMAX with a Box of Disaster still attached and KOs towards Zacian. Now tied at 2 prizes each. Towards Mew, now against Vance's Mew VMAX, toward with the Super Rod to bring back Zacian and Lumion, Cresselia comes out and Mew retreats. Use a Moon Glow Reverse to move 20 damage from all of his Pokemon to Vance's Meltada and take the KO on that. Vance quickly switched cards Mew for the VMAX, VMAX for his Mew V, as a power tablet. Switch Kurtz again for some reason back to the Mew VMAX. Finally uses boss's orders to switch for the Zacian and a 2 prize KO for the win. Now, why did you need to use 2 Switch Kurtz?
I was a little confused. I was actually going to ask you that too. But, I mean, hey, you won.
Yeah, but I mean, you're flip-flopping your Pokemon like they're... You didn't even need a Switch Kurtz to begin with.
Playing it because he had it?
I guess so. Maybe.
Like no harm, no foul.
Now, one thing I didn't grasp, and I haven't seen this very often, but what the hell, I don't even know, do you know this? What the hell is the point of putting those coins on the cards? Did you
notice that? Yeah, so, Criminy, with some of the newer, not newer, but new-ish sets, I wish I had the book in front of me. I have... The Sword and Shield UPC book kind of goes over it.
Oh, okay.
I'll have to look at it. Well, tune in next week for an explanation.
Yeah,
but I did notice that, and that was only Vance doing that, right? I didn't see Tord do that at all.
I think I saw Tord do it a couple times, to the point where like he had a coin on 2 of his bench and 1 on his active at one point, and then... Again, you blink and you miss it, and now they're gone. But maybe I'll have to look back in the book, because I was looking through online and I couldn't find anything immediately. But I thought, well, that's strange. At first, I thought, maybe they're covering up their abilities each turn when they use that ability, just to signify that they used it. But I wasn't too sure.
I'm not sure.
I've never seen that in any of the tournaments that I've been to.
Yeah. Let's see. You can exchange coins for avatars and deck items such as deck box. Nope, that's not it.
I remember reading that too, and I thought, wait, that doesn't make sense.
Oh, now I'm in a deep hole of watching someone make an art project out of all the different Pokemon coins. Well, we'll figure it out.
I saw that shit too, and I thought, this is not what I'm looking for.
I got stuck watching it for a second, though. I'm not going to lie. I might have to come back for that.
Yeah. Now, normally, we would also have a Pokemon, our slash Pokemon questions, but we don't have that today. Instead, we're going to go right into the Pokemon battle. Oh, yeah. Now, this is the first one where we're going to have three
legendaries. Two legendaries, a pseudo, and three regular.
Yes, yeah. Now, I did send you a message earlier this week.
Hopefully.
Conceding that I might be a little cheaty.
Did you use three legendaries?
No, I've got the one pseudo and the two legendaries. Regular legendaries. Or whatever the hell we said. One pseudo, two regular legendaries, and then it was three legendaries total, and then three regular.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay, so I didn't cheat in that aspect. The way that might be a little cheaty, and I will explain it with my very first Pokemon, because that's one of the two that might be a little cheaty.
One of the two, he says.
But we'll, you know what? After this airs, not this coming Monday on the 14th, but the Monday after, I believe the 21st. Yes, the 21st. When this comes out on the 21st, I will put up a story just to make sure that everything was hunky-dory. But I'm pretty sure I'm going to win at least a good chunk of these. Now, for my very first Pokemon, I picked Regigigas.
You know what? I had a feeling you were going to. I almost did, and then I remembered my deep-seated hatred for all the Regis.
Oh, really?
I mean, it's a little too Hercules for me.
Okay. Now, here's the thing. Regigigas is a normal type.
Mm-hmm.
He's weak 2 times against fighting. However, he can learn Psychic, Steel, Fighting, and Dark moves. So if your Pokemon is weak to any of those, technically I would win as long as I'm not two times, or as long as you didn't pick a fighting type.
Which I did not, actually, this week.
Okay.
Nope. And this one's going up against Clefable, so I'll take the L on that.
Wow, Clefable.
Okay, but I had a strategy in my head. I figured, I was like, there's a chance I'll either pick Reggie or it's going to be all dragon types.
Oh, I'm not that dumb.
I'm learning, okay? You never know. I could have gotten lucky on that one.
Yeah. Now, what did you pick for number two?
No shocker here, but I'm throwing Giratina in.
Really?
Oh my gosh. My love for Giratina and the whole, like, banish to the underworld. It's, like, the most terrifying Pokemon. I'm just going to say that. But it's also, like, if you draw his feet a little chunkier, it's so cute. Wow, that was some serious girl Pokemon talk right there. Like, aw, isn't it cute? It's kind of fluffy.
Yeah.
But no, I'm down for the double typing. I'm a sucker, a simp for the ghost types. So I went with Giratina.
Okay. So you're weak against ghost, ice, dragon, dark, and fairy. Holy shit, you picked a good one. Well, that sucks for you. Because I picked Klefki.
What?
Yep.
Who the F picks Klefki?
Me, who's winning. A steel fairy type who's only weak against ground and fire. And you're weak against fairy.
Yep.
So I take the win on that.
I still would like to see those two actually battled it out for obvious reasons, because I'm pretty sure Giratina would make that thing wet its pants. I'm just saying.
I could cheat and make it a level 100 Klefki.
All right. So you're 2 for 2 so far.
Yep.
Who's next? Now,
here's the second one where it might be a little cheaty.
See, how is this fair? Go with a little cheaty.
I picked type null. A normal person. Who can learn flying, bug, and steel type moves.
Yeah, you definitely went for the finer details in the cheaty realm here.
Which Pokemon did I not get on your side?
Golem. Like rock turtle guy that's circular.
Rock ground type.
Yep.
Okay. I win. You're weak against steel.
Yep. Roll it up again. All right. Yep.
That's 3-0. Now, what did you pick for number four?
Number four is Palkia.
Okay. All right. I picked Umbreon.
Oh.
Which, I'm 2 times weak against Fighting, Bug, and Fairy. And, well, you're 1 time weak against Dark. That might be a tie.
Possibly. Maybe not, though.
Maybe. I don't know.
You had to go with MB, huh?
Yeah, I chose something that... I mean, normally I wouldn't because it's weak against a decent amount of things, but...
Mm-hmm.
I figured, I might come out with the win on that.
I might come out with the win.
Now, number five, I picked Goodra.
Goodra.
Just a straight up dragon type.
I picked Glaceon.
Okay.
That's why I thought it was funny you went with Umby.
So, yeah, you won. You went on that one.
I'll take it.
I'm 2 times weak against ice, dragon, and fairy. And you're a big old ice dog type thing.
Is the Eeveelutions really dogs or are they cats?
Oh, that's a good question.
I would vote cat, honestly.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, probably for the most part. And you're gonna give me the biggest what the fuck for this one. What did you get for number six?
Dragapult.
Really?
Yep. It's the pseudo I went with.
Interesting. Okay. This might be another tie. Possibly. I went with Shuckle.
I'm sorry. Excuse me. Excuse me.
Yep.
might as well pick Diglett.
I thought about it too, actually.
Oh my god.
Bug rock type, 2 times weak against rock, steel, and water. However, you're resistant against bug, and you're only 1 time weak against rock. I don't know. Theoretically, I think you would probably win that.
I mean, I hope so. It's a goddamn Shuckle.
you never know, okay?
I'll just have it drop kicked.
Yeah.
I wish there was, like, Pokemon for the streets, you know? Like, I feel like the outcome would be very different.
So, even if, out of the benefit of the doubt, I gave you the fourth and, of course, Dragapult, so... Your Palkia and your Dragapult take the win on those, worst case scenario. With your win on Glaceon, we're still tied 3-3.
Time for another poll, which I actually think I might lose this time. I'm going to hold on to my landslide win round one. I'm just saying, this was the tiebreaker round. Because you won last week, pretty clearly.
Yeah.
I'm holding on to that first victory. I'm going to take that as a win. And we'll see how this one turns out. I think you honestly took this one, too.
I think so. I had weird ones. Like, who the hell uses Shuckle and Klefki? Yeah, right? Yeah. Who uses Shuckle and Klefki?
You know what's funny is I'm sorting through bulk cards because, you know, I do master sets and whatnot. And I came across a Klefki and I was like, what is the point of this?
It's a really good card for TCG, though. It's a good set.
It is, I'm sure.
Like, in the TCG, people either use Klefki or they use Comfy as ability pin cushions, essentially.
Ability pin cushions.
Yeah, basically. And on that note, that's going to end it for this week. Like I said, normally we do a Pokemon /questions, but this week we didn't have one, mostly because I kind of forgot to find one, but also I kind of figured we would spend a lot of time on the Pokemon Worlds and Pokemon Presents. So on that note, we say have a good week. We will see you again next week. Also, of course, go to our Instagram accounts. I will put those in the description down below. And for once and for all, tell us who the hell won this Pokemon battle. Because, I mean, I could have won. But
I think you did.
Yeah, but technically it's a tie as of right now. We'll have, it'll be a week from what we're recording now that I will be putting that up. Just so then people don't get too much of a hint as to what we're talking about this week. But again, we will see you again next week for another fun-filled episode. And maybe we'll see Bambi Bunny. Maybe not. Maybe her face melted off.
It could happen. You never know.
You never know, yeah. You never know what happens in California these days. Take care, everyone. We'll see you again.